Hello, party people, and welcome to a very fashionable episode of Cast Party presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today are my co-party hosts. In this corner, Juliana Tracy.
Hello, how are ya?
And in this corner, Ken Lazuski. How are you guys doing today?
You know, I might sound a little different this episode. That's okay. We'll just
Juliana's
move out
voice
that.
Always sounds good.
Thank you.
It does.
Jenny, if you wouldn't know it, she has a beautiful singing voice.
Oh, thank you.
She's an actress.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Juliana's feeling a little under the weather today. She is in the corner and masked up, and she is here doing her best, and we are very happy to have her. And we are highlighting a very exciting and one-of-a-kind event coming to Shays this week, which is Buffalo Fashion Runway Black Carpet 3, presented by the John R. Oshie Foundation. And to do that, we needed one of the visionaries behind the event. Chad Williams is a visionary, entrepreneur, creative strategist, and community builder based in Buffalo. He is a co-founder of Buffalo Fashion Runway, a nonprofit organization dedicated to spotlighting emerging designers, artists, and creatives while bridging communities through immersive fashion shows, cultural programming, and youth engagement. Under his leadership, BFR has become a growing movement that uses fashion as a tool for storytelling, empowerment, and public good. Chad is also the founder of Due Process. He's rocking one of the jackets today, a mission-driven streetwear brand born from his own experience with a wrongful arrest. The brand merges fashion with activism, raising awareness of systematic injustice while supporting social justice initiatives. With a background in economics and a deep commitment to equity, Chad has led creative collaborations with institutions such as the Albright Knox Art Gallery, Birchfield Penny Art Center, YMCA, and public schools. His work has garnered recognition from Forbes, Buffalo Business First, and other national platforms for his ability to merge art, entrepreneurship, and community impact. Chad continues to create spaces where underrepresented voices are amplified, stories are honored, and people come together beyond the threads. Please welcome to the party, Chad Williams.
Ooh. Hey, guys. Hey. I think I should leave. This bio.
You might as well.
It's crazy.
Before, starstruck.
Yeah, say you've done so much.
No, she just made it sound amazing.
She
has an amazing voice, and she made it sound good. You have the act for that.
Man, I'm out of breath because there are so many good things Chad's doing in Buffalo here. That was great. Chad, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm staying as warm as I can in the cold city of Buffalo, but I am doing great. I'm so happy to be here with you guys to talk about the upcoming show, the upcoming historic show that's going to take place on February 28th in the Walls of Shays.
That's right. Yes, guys, Chad is here to talk about Buffalo Fashion Runway's Black Carpet 3. This is a really cool event. We've never had a fashion show here at Shays, so we needed...
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
This is the first fashion show Shays ever had?
The first ever fashion production that Shays has ever had in its 100-year history.
Perfect for the centennial celebration.
Right.
It's awesome. So speaking of which, let's just get into it. So this is the third black carpet and the first one to be held at Shays. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the folks at home a little bit about Black Carpet and Buffalo Fashion Runway?
Yeah, so Black Carpet is our premier event that we have every year. It started in 2024, actually. We as an organization started in 2023. Mm-hmm. We had our first show in September, A Confluence of the Arts. And basically, that was a mirage of different creatives coming together to celebrate something that essentially Buffalo probably has not seen before.
Yeah.
With it being a fashion show, we had the current poet laureate at the time, Jillian Haynesworth, do a mm-hmm. performance, and then we also had some musical acts and some dance acts. And we came together at 500 Seneca Street in September, and literally the day after the show, we went to go and clean up the space, and we were talking, and we were like, yo, black carpet.
Yes.
Right, as we're cleaning up, it's like black carpet. Iman said it, black carpet, right? Because typically the fashion shows are held in September and then also in February. February also being Black History Month, sure. We didn't want to just do red carpet. It was like, let's do black carpet. Let's make it a celebration of black history and black excellence in the month of February.
Sure.
So then we had our first ever black carpet, and that was held at the Northland Workforce Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
The first show, A Confluence of the Arts, 500 Seneca Street, we had maybe 250 to 300 people there. Northland, we wanted to take it up a bit, right? Because a premiere celebration was what we were calling it. And it was right on the east side of Buffalo, and we wanted to do it bigger than what we did with the last show because we wanted to continue with our evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And we upped it, and we got 500 people this time.
Nice.
We doubled it.
Almost doubled it. Yeah, because 250, 300, yeah. But yeah,
it basically doubled.
Yeah, so basically doubled it, exactly. But not only with people and impact, we also got the support of even more community organizations, sponsors, partners. The first one, we had the support of two esteemed organizations here in Buffalo, the biggest in arts, if you ask me, the Buffalo AKG Art Museum and then the Bertrand Penny Art Center. And they supported the first event, and we wanted to take it up again with our second event, and then we got the support of the Buffalo Bills Foundation.
No way.
Right? So when you think of Buffalo, you think of the Bills and you think of Wings, right? So we had we had the arts organization, and we also had the biggest thing in Buffalo supporting and backing what we were doing, right? And they were just doing it off the strength of our vision that we preached to them, right? And it's really unheard of. Like, so we're... Yeah, it's a divine touch for sure.
They knew you were the real deal.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool.
Would you pitch
them
the story? Your vision for the whole concept?
Yeah, the whole concept. So Buffalo Fashion Runway and then also the Black Carpet Show specifically. And they resonated with what we were telling them.
I mean, you kind of already touched on this, but like in addition to the foundation support and getting all this wonderful support from AKG, Birchfield, the Bills, how else has Black Carpet grown throughout the years for y'all?
Yeah, so essentially, it's grown immensely, right? So the first one was at Northland, 500 people,
right.
Sponsors out the wazoo, people loving the event, wanting to come back, asking about next year. Usually when people do events, they do it at the same location every year. That's probably, it's a smart thing to do for sure. And it's something that we would probably do, but it just always ends up happening. We end up switching the locations, right? So the first one was at Northland. And then in 2025, last year actually in February, which seems like it was yesterday. I don't know where the time is going. we had it at the Connecticut Street Armory.
Oh, that's so cool. Right. That's a big space.
It's a huge space. And, like, I live on the west side currently, and I would always drive past the place.
Yeah.
And I would always wonder, what is this castle just doing here on the west side of Buffalo? Because I'm originally from Brooklyn, so I didn't really know the history about the space, right? I didn't know that's where the armed guards resided. All right. But essentially, I just went in there randomly one day. And I was just curious. I was walking around, and I got stopped by this guy. He's like, hey, where are you going? It turned out to be the superintendent of the armory, John McKee. And I was like, hey, I live right around the corner, and I was just curious, like what this place was. And then he gave me the breakdown. This is where, like, the reserves go, and they do their basic training and whatnot. And then same spiel, told him a little bit about Buffalo Fashion Runway, told him a little bit about Black Carpet. And I was like, yo, you'd love to have the event here. He was like, you'd love to have the event here, right? And it just so happens they were opening back up for rentals because they've been having closed for rentals for like the past 8 years because of some type of fungus that hit the basement or something like that. And they just never found the time to open back up.
Wow.
So again, with the divine timing. So he said, let's do it. And then we ended up setting it up. And it was 1,000 people this time, right? So we doubled it again. Doubled it again, right? So 1,000 people inside the Connecticut Street Armory on a very snowy day in Buffalo. It was horrible that night, but the people still came out in drives.
You
probably would have had more folks there if it wasn't snowing, if the weather was... Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I'm just thinking of the armory, too, because we used to do our father-daughter dance there at Arden, and we would run around the top. Mm-hmm. So did you have your models walking around the top, or, like, were they everywhere? How did you go about that?
That's actually beautiful that you said that. That's amazing. But yeah, no, you just brought me back to Black Carpet, too. So it was a beautiful time. But essentially, so the grand ballroom, it took us a while to figure out how we were going to do this runway because we didn't know what the heck we were going to do. But it's sort of like a V-shape in the grand ballroom. And then at the end of it, though, they did walk up the stairs and cross that balcony in the backside from what you're talking about.
That's epic.
Yeah, and there's, like, videos, pictures, everything on the Buffalo Fashion Runway Instagram page that you could check out and, like, look at. Yeah, it was a beautiful time. And we didn't know where we were going after the armory, right? And then it just so happened, the wonderful Miss Alicia Rainey's, who I like to call Miss Shays, was in the building.
Yeah, shout out to Alicia Rainey.
Yes, love Alicia.
Our arts engagement coordinator hooking us up with you guys. That was perfect.
Yeah, no, she did her big one. She was absolutely in awe of Black Carpet too.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yo, we gotta do this at Shays. Yeah. Right? And then like I'm like, oh shit. I'm thinking about like, we gotta do this at Shays. But as we gotta bring it back to the team, see how everybody's feeling, because it's like such a big thing, right? So yeah. I wanted to see how everybody was feeling. And they were doing the same thing I was doing. We gotta do this at Shays. It's a little hesitant and stuff like that, but with a big dream comes big things, so you gotta learn how to conquer those things and hit it when it comes to you, you know?
100%. Absolutely. I gotta say, like, I just because you kind of mentioned it, like, so many flowers to you guys for all of the creative ways you guys have been using Shays to promote this event. I've seen so many cool videos. Like, please go follow them on social media. There's so many cool videos with them having folks, like models, walking down up and down the lobby on the stage. It's dramatic. Yeah. The art you guys are creating in anticipation of the fashion show has got me stoked for what you guys are about to do.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We pride ourselves in being able to put on a great production both at the shows and then leading up to the shows to let people know what they can expect, right?
Yeah.
It's all due to just an amazing team full of creatives and visionaries bringing together this vision to show people what we want the future of Buffalo to look like.
Seriously.
So are you guys like incorporating Shays, like the building, into like, cause Shays is so iconic, right? Mm-hmm. Like the stage and everything. Like, well, I guess you did that with the armory too, mm-hmm. like using that. Mm-hmm. Don't spoil anything. Like, the first time I stepped on the stage, mm-hmm. and you look out, it's huge.
Yeah.
Like, how were the mountain? Were they just like, holy shit, like, this is a great start? Yeah. Like, that's how I am every time.
Every time, so it's funny for me, right? When I first walked on the stage with nothing on it, with nobody in there, I was like, oh, this shit's big.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But now I've been on the stage a few times. Oh, like, see, I'm like, it's small. I'm like, it's like, it's so small now. But when I first, I remember just looking, I'm like,
but now let me go back on it.
Yeah,
he's been
like, got it. But yeah, no, the more times I go on, I'm like, the more smaller it gets every time. I don't know what it is, but I know it's still a huge stage. I know it's such a big thing, but like, I think it's just us getting closer to the day and me getting more comfortable and bringing this grand production that we want to create for Buffalo to life.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys are all feeling at home and like you're one with Shays.
Yes, definitely.
So Black Carpet is a way to honor and celebrate Black History Month. Who are some famous Black icons in the fashion industry that inspire you?
Some famous Black icons in the fashion industry that inspire me. Definitely got to give it to the GOAT, Virgil Abloh. Rest in peace to him. Before I even knew who he was, I knew who his clothing was. I knew what his clothing, like, I loved his clothing before I knew who he was as, like, a person. And this is, like, in college, right? So he ran a brand called Off-White. I just loved the style of it. It was absolutely beautiful to me, and I always wanted some of that stuff. Little did I know, it was a Black man who created it. Mm-hmm. But it was always super expensive, right? Because he created, like, high-end streetwear clothing.
Right, right.
But I finally got my first Off-White sweater, and I wore it till the dress came out, right? Yeah. I wore it a lot. Mm-hmm. But it was a great hoodie, and it was very durable, and it kept up with me in these Buffalo winters. But he's an icon. He's definitely an icon in the fashion game, and he's inspired many people, including myself, within this fashion thing. So definitely Virgil. Another one I would have to say has to be Damon Johnson. I can't remember if that's his last name. His last name is Damon. I mean, his first name is Damon for sure, but he had the brand FUBU. So he's been a legend in this game. He's just an entrepreneur, super creative, probably a billionaire by now.
Yes.
Right? So he's another one, because I'm huge into like business, because I went to school for economics. Sure. So like, just following his path, his trajectory is amazing to see. Damon John is his last name. John is his last name, not Johnson. I don't know where I got the sin from. Damon John. Some other ones, some local ones. So my co-founder in Buffalo Fashion Runway, Rodney Chapman. He's a Buffalo bred fashion god. Super, super fly. Runs this brand called Saint Dular, means it's art in French. Super creative. I love everything that he puts out. Definitely one of my favorites. Actually wearing his sweater right now.
Oh, that's nice.
This is my cousin, his brand. Actually one of the people that I talked to when I first started my brand about like how it should go about and do and get like how should I direct it, right? So definitely look up to some people that are actually close to me and that I know.
Does Buffalo have a big fashion community? Like, how did you meet your co-founder? Like, how do you...
Yeah, so the origin story. So
yeah,
the origin story.
Yeah, no, so Buffalo definitely has a very burgeoning fashion scene right now, right? But when we started in 2023, there was stuff going on, but because there used to be like a Buffalo Fashion Week back in the day, and it kind of went away a little bit. Right. So Buffalo State had their fashion program. They have a very good fashion program. I went to Buffalo State. I didn't go for fashion. I went for economics.
Right.
But they would have their annual show every year, Buff State Runway. And that was essentially like one of the only things that was going on.
Wow. I had no idea.
With my brand, Due Process, it's a streetwear clothing brand, but I'd never really seen it being in like a fashion show, because when I looked at fashion shows, it was all this exotic stuff. I don't see that like going on the runway, right?
Right.
And I didn't know how to sew. I still don't know how to sew. I know how to do a little one too, but nothing too major. But essentially, yeah. Like I always wanted to do a fashion show for my brand, for Due Process, right? And I connected with one of the founding members of Buffalo Fashion Runway, Dan Abitoy. And we always talk about the fashion show because we're both in the entrepreneurial space. Why I ended up staying in Buffalo was because I got offered a job at a company called Launch New York. And that's what made me stay over here originally. So I was doing that while also running my business Due Process. And Launch New York is a nonprofit venture capital company that supports local startups.
Yep.
Nice. So I was big in the startup space in Buffalo, right?
Wow.
So that's how I connected with Dan. And I'll talk about the fashion shows. And Dan is also an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, started a bunch of different businesses. And we always talk about, like, yo, we should do a fashion show. But not only just for Due Process, not only just for me, for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a bunch of different designers in Buffalo, but they don't really have an outlet to showcase their stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Because with Buff State, they only really use, like, their students, right? And that annual show that they do is only students are able to attend, right? What about the designers that didn't go to school or past school, whatever it may be, right? So we want to do something for them. So we'd always get together, and we'd always talk about this idea of doing a fashion show for like a year, maybe, like throughout the year, not just like every day for a year, but nothing ever came from it, right? And my older brother always told me, never underestimate how much more important the execution is than the idea.
That's good advice.
Right,
yeah.
And that's for everything that you do, right?
Yeah.
So one day we got together, he's like, yo, let's do this, right?
Yes.
And then Dan, he's not the biggest fashion guy, right? And then I like fashion, but I'm not the biggest fashion guy either, right? I know my little one, too, but I love to look good. I love to dress well, but I knew we had to recruit a team beyond this, right?
Yeah.
So that's when I met Iman Wajed. I went to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. They were doing, like, their entrepreneurial event that they have.
Oh.
It was right down the block from where I was working at Launch New York. And I met him, and I always like to say he's looking like the black James Bond, right? So he had a nice, clean, tailored suit on, and he was doing a marketing internship with them at the time, and we'd always just chop it up. And then when the idea came about, I asked him, we in the very early stages of planning a fashion show. Would you like to be a part of it? He said yes. I didn't call him for like a good week or 2 weeks later something like that. But when I did call him, we got this, he said, let's do it. Ronnie Chapman, another co-founder of Buffalo Fashion Runway, director of curation, I met him through a mutual, right? So Naja Bolden, the strategic advisor and creativity consultant for Buffalo Fashion Runway, one of my mentors for some time now, Buffalo Bread, he connected me with Rodney at a Good Neighbors Fund event, right? So yeah, I mentioned Rodney earlier, the fashion guy, fashion guru, that's his thing. Like, he loves fashion. Like, he lives in, I said this about, no, and I was saying this, but he lives, breathes, eats, and sleeps fashion.
Nice.
And he put that on the back of his shirt. That's what I was saying.
Oh, wow.
He put that on the back of his shirt, but I didn't even connect that when I was saying that.
Because
that's how much he really does this fashion stuff, right? So Naj connected me with him, and we linked up at the Good Neighbors Fund event. We were just talking, and he's telling me how he wants to start this brand. I was telling him a little bit about my brand. We just connected on that level.
Wow.
So when the idea came about, I called Naja and I was like, yo, Naja, I want to do this thing with fashion, right? Naja said, you got a call, right? I was like, yeah, that's why I was calling you. So I was like, all right. So then I called Rodney. Same thing. He said, let's do it, right? Then Kane McDermott, another co-founder of Buffalo Fashion Runway, we actually linked up. And I knew him before I knew the others. We linked up at Western New York MMA. It's a jiu-jitsu, MMA, whatever.
Oh,
gym,
yeah.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow, Chad, you are a man of mystery and many talents. This is crazy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I used to wrestle in high school, right? So I always just went, I started a wrestling club at Buffalo State, and we needed some place to practice because anyone that's on the mats and whatnot because of liabilities. So that's how I originally found out about Western New York MMA when I was in school. This is after school, obviously, after I graduated. But I would go back there to train just so I could stay active, right? Because I didn't like the gym at the time. I didn't like lifting weights. I just liked wrestling. But essentially, me and Kane, we linked up and we sparred, right? Just like open mat, and then you're just rolling around with different folks. We shook hands and we got at it.
That's awesome.
And so we sparred, we did our thing, and then we connected on Instagram after that. We connected on Instagram, and we seen we both had, not to sound cliche or anything, a passion for fashion. I had my clothing line, he had his clothing line, and that's how we connected.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. So when we were starting this thing, he invited me to his, I think it was like a soft launch for his brand at the time, which was called New Sons, and it was at his studio. I went into his space, and I was mind blown.
Wow.
Never seen anything like this before. He had 3D printing machines going. He had the screen printing set up. This dude, I was just like, oh, this is crazy. Like his, the way his mind's work, he's like, he's a creative genius, right? Because he went to school for like aerospace engineering. He left his job, damn near rocket scientist, left his job to pursue his passions full time. Connected though, and after like that studio visit, I was like, yo, this guy has to be a part of the team. Said the same thing. He's like, let's do it. So then, like, we like to say we formed, like, Voltron, right? Like, we always come in.
I was thinking that way, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, this is some Ocean's 11.
I need to make a movie. It's beautiful, for real. I need to make a movie because we all came from different walks of life. We was all in our own independent little bubbles, and we came together to create something for Buffalo, by Buffalo.
Yeah, right? I love this.
Yeah, so that's like the origin story of how we formed.
Oh my God, that was like the superhero movie origin story. I love it.
I'd watch that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So there's going to be 20 designers for Black Carpet 3.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about identifying these designers as well as your 10 student designers?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So I think it's around, like, it's a little 20 plus. I think it's 21 maybe or something like that. Seven different, like, strictly cut-and-sew designers that will be a part of Act 1. Oh, we haven't touched on that. but yeah. But it's a bunch of different designers, right? How do we go about selecting them? So I'll bring it back to our first show. At our first show, we struggled. We couldn't really find models or designers, right? Because we were new. Nobody, what are they doing, right?
Against the odds.
Against the odds, right? But now it's like we got a whole database for everybody,
is there
right?
Is waiting list now of people that want to do it?
It's a lot of people. Anybody could do it.
I need fashion.
I got to connect you with Rodney.
Model?
There you go.
Well, my sister saw that I told her what we're doing today, and she's like, how can I model?
Oh, there you go.
Tell her hit up the page.
Yeah, there you go.
We're hit up the page. But yeah, no, we're open to everybody. We're for Buffalo, by Buffalo, so we're a community organization built by the community for the community.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, how we find the different designers, after that first show, we sent out like a Google form, interest form essentially, right? So it's like our huge database full of models, artists, designers, creatives, it doesn't matter, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So we go through there as we grow, people see the page and then they hit us up and then we just go through and we figure out who all that we want to be in the show, who do we think would be a good fit for the show and would be able to help bring it to life in the best way, and we just do that process like that.
Wow, I love that you were able to build up a database. Mm-hmm. Like, if anyone's wondering if there's a fashion presence in Buffalo, Chad's got an entire document to show.
Yeah. What are the students? Are they college? Like, who are the students? Are they in school for it, or do they have passion for it, or are they just...
The students, they're all over Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
So we like to do a lot of work with the youth.
The youth. You said that in the intro.
So they're the next generation. The creation is what we like to call it. And, different places, right? So to name one, right, the Foundry, right, on the east side of Buffalo, Northampton Street. We went there to do, I think it was a talk, right? And then we met Jadon, who was the first ever protege of Buffalo Fashion Runway. He had a passion for fashion amongst other different things. This dude is like a light, and that's actually like his alias. That's what he goes by.
Oh, I love that.
Death Note.
Exactly.
But essentially, we took him under our wing, and we showed him different ways of how we do different things. And now he'll be one of the stars on the Shea stage on the 28th, right? And that's just Jadon, right? We did multiple work with multiple students in the Foundry, the workshops there, everything like that. also South Park High School, right? We did same essential thing over there with workshops. We did stuff over there. Some students from South Park will be in the show, as well as different areas in Buffalo that we have touched. Just like folks or youth that have came up under, not essentially, yes, they were doing their own thing, but then we had like a little part to their story as well.
And is it gratifying to see them? Like you said, he's a star.
No. Most definitely gratifying. Just like the smiles that will be on their parents' faces.
Oh,
that's the big thing. Which about it for me. Feet? On the parents' face. And then like just seeing like this up there, right? It's crazy. And then seeing, because they're young, so maybe they're not realizing it as of yet, right? But then when they get older, they'd be like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
We did this. Right?
I wonder when it'll hit them. Yeah.
Exactly. With their peers as well, too. They get to go to school. Oh, he's on the Shay stage, standing in the boo.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a beautiful thing, just being able to help mold younger generations, essentially.
I didn't even realize that some of them were in high school. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew the Western New York community was full of talented kids, but this just solidifies it. So there are also 120 models who will be walking for Black Carpet 3, which is such an amazing accomplishment. Mm-hmm. What is that casting process like? And are models dedicated to one designer, or will they be wearing multiple looks?
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So the casting process is like, so we pick the designers first, right? We have the designers, and then we have a casting call where the designers are able to look at the different models that are coming in to cast their talents. With this show, our biggest amount of models that we ever had in one show, right? I think before this was maybe like 80, 90. Maybe we touched 100, but 120 is around like 130, 140 really. It's our biggest amount of models that we'll have in one show. But essentially, they do their thing. They walk the stage, and then the designers are able to critique them and then pick from there. With this show, it's a little bit different, right? It wasn't just a walk, right? Because we're creating an entire play production on the past 100 years of the Buffalo story.
Wait, so it's a play too? What?
It is a play. It's not a runway. It is everything and more.
Can we spoil? Can you say that? Or?
Of course. Oh, yeah, of course. We got to sell the tickets. So it is.
Well, make sure you are. So it's a runway and...
It's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
What is it like?
So usually we do a typical runway show, right? We're a fashion organization. Yeah, yeah. We just do a typical runway show. This time we got this very big stage, so we want to be able to make use of this very big stage. So we're kind of telling the story of Buffalo in three different acts, the past, present, and future tense, celebrating our Buffalo Black icons, as you touched on, the protégés, and then we'll have our own collection. But essentially, we'll be taking the people through an experience on the stage. It'll be led by our two narrators, Itina Fareed Cook, and as well as Nadja Bolden, who I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And then we'll be taking the people through the night. We'll have different performances included with the fashion.
Yeah, there's
going
to be.
We're going
like,
beyond the threads, essentially. And that's our tagline from Rodney.
There's spoken word.
We got Brother Tom Sosa in the building. We got Drea Denore in the building. That's it. I don't want to spoil too
much. Yeah, don't spoil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is this feels like almost like an art show. I mean, because fashion is art, but this is truly like a multidisciplinary.
We're taking it back home, too. Our first show was called The Confluence of the Arts, right? So just like a culmination of all of the different arts. And we stuck true to that. Since then, and we're bringing it back on the biggest stage in Buffalo this time.
That's so exciting.
That's really cool.
One of the biggest Broadway stages in the country.
That's right. Ooh.
From what I understand,
nice. I got add that to my arsenal now.
And then, I'm going to start slinging tickets for you guys. Yeah, exactly. I've got to buy my ticket.
You should.
You got you.
I just texted my sister, so we got to go to this.
Got to be there.
That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to one, so I was just envisioning like you guys walking down the aisle.
That's what people think, but we gotta hit them.
This is why we're doing this.
Exactly.
So it's not just that.
It's
it's a whole thing.
It's a whole day.
So if you haven't been to a fashion show or a fashion, this is an experience. This will probably spoil you. When you go to the next fashion, this will spoil you into thinking they're all like this or something.
I love that this is all Buffalo creatives and artists that you're mentioning and name dropping. Like, we have so much talent here. It's really great that we have this opportunity to showcase them because we don't normally get to on the Shays Buffalo stage since it's usually for tours.
Are there a lot of repeat are there models that have done this a few times now with you guys that are
they're
and how are they? I mean, they're excited to be back, I'm sure, and taking
Yeah, so it's definitely some more experienced models that have been in past shows, and then as well as some of the other fashion organizations here in Buffalo shows. Yeah. And then there's also new models, some people who have never walked the stage before.
Right? Oh, so, cool. So it's a mix of...
Correct. It's a mix of different folks that's coming together all to create one good thing. And then also, a lot of these folks have never done, like even the more experienced models, right? Because we're not just walking, right? We want them to be interactive. We want them to do different things on the stage of Shades, right? So this is new for a lot of people. We're just happy to be able to help guide them and walk through this experience.
Have you, like, rehearsed on the stage yet?
We have had our first rehearsal.
I thought I saw something.
Mm-hmm, in January. Head. But, yeah, we got a lot more rehearsals coming up that we got to do. Yeah. Yeah, to fine-tune and get everything down and right for the 28th, which we're going to get done.
I'm sure.
Yeah. It's so exciting. I mean, just to throw flowers at you guys again, kudos to you guys for not only creating such, like, a wonderful production that's so multifaceted, but also making it a classroom for people. I think that's really exciting. I couldn't imagine being a kid and being, like, in that space. I'd be so stoked.
They must be just jazzed. If you're into this and you're like... That inspires you to want to be up there, or be a designer, or be in this. Yeah, I love it.
So many role models. Oh, that's great. So, yeah, you kind of touched on this. You created your own brand of streetwear called Due Process, which folks can check out at dueprocess.org. I checked it out, and there's some really awesome items
good
on there.
She's plugging the website.
I looked it up. I was like,
I almost spit my water out.
I didn't plug many websites there. I mean, that was good, except for Shays.
I'm happy to do it. It was created after you were inspired by a wrongful arrest. How can folks, especially young people, use their art or creativity towards causes that they're passionate or even worried about right now?
Yeah, no, great question. Yeah, so as you said, Due Process started off of a wrongful injustice that occurred to me while I was a junior in college from Brooklyn, New York. So I really got like a very stubborn, strong mindset, right? So like, even throughout that whole situation, I was like, I'm going to get through this, right?
Yeah.
But not a lot of people are like that, right? So that's why I started the brand, essentially, to share my story, triumphant story, to help inspire other folks who could potentially be going through the similar situation. You know, but essentially by sharing it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people, they like keeping their arts to themselves, right? Because they don't know how people will take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Essentially, just by sharing it, right? Because everybody has a story. And with this specific story, I was a little bit nervous because I didn't want to share it, right? I thought it was, like, embarrassing, right? Like,
right.
When I was going through that situation, I didn't tell anybody, right?
Oh,
but
man.
Then I forget who I spoke to or, like, the bunch of people that I spoke to. You got to wear it on your sleeve. You got to be a walking billboard for stuff that you believe in if you really want to inspire some change, right? So just by sharing it, I think that's how people do that.
Yeah, I think that's really brave, and I think that... you're gonna really it inspired me to be like, oh, what do I care about? How can I use my art better too? Like, I really appreciated seeing your mission statement and your website and what you took out of that and turned it into.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, Chad, you have reached the rapid fire.
It's his favorite part.
It's my favorite part.
Every time.
I will say it's more like slow fire or like moderate fire. Yeah,
some
like
people go on and on about a rap, and then it doesn't turn out to be rapid fire.
It's I'm not here to like you know gauge people's speed of fire here.
This like image of Voltron.
I know, me
it's
too.
Like all of you is this big like.
Yes,
I don't know.
In
I can't get out of my head now.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it. But are you ready, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm born already. Let's do this.
Here we go.
Three words that describe Black Carpet 3.
Bold, beautiful, black.
Yes. Done.
All beats.
You know we love alliteration here on the pod.
Seat to street.
Oh, yeah, and we love rhyming. Passion for fashion.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Chad said it.
Yeah.
Ding.
After the curtain falls, celebration or a quiet reflection?
I'm going to do a backflip.
Ooh. All right, cameras, get rolling.
Off the stage, catch it.
TMZ, you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you have any pre-show rituals?
Nah, I'm usually running around like a man without a head. If that's a ritual, then that's what I'm doing.
That's a good one. How should folks dress when they attend Black Carpet 3?
However they want to. It's creative freedom on this side. There's no strict dress code. We want people to come proper and feel like what the night could be historical.
Biggest glow up from last year's Black Carpet.
Ooh. Uh, Shades, baby. You got the venue.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that, but the Canadian Street Armory was amazing, but like this Shades is something crazy.
Just being
at Shades and what Shades means for Buffalo. Like I just said, one of the biggest stages, just in Buffalo, but just in the country, right? So like Canadian Street Armory was amazing. Northland was also amazing. And those are also beautiful. But Shays is just something historic that we could catch the lights of people that are even outside of Buffalo and to show them and to see what's going on in Buffalo.
Yeah. It's very cool for Shays to be in the company of those venues that you got to work with first, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's a moment you can't wait for folks to see, if you feel comfortable sharing?
A moment that I cannot wait for folks to see at the show?
Don't make him spoil.
Only if he wants to.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it. It's a bunch of different things, a bunch of different moments. But I'm going to say, so the event goes from 5 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From 5 to 7, we always like to build an experience around the entire event. We'll have different activations throughout the lobby.
Oh, cool.
Including the likes of the Buffalo Bills, AKG Art Museum, the 514 Memorial Foundation. We'll have some type of interactive thing going. So just that whole experience for people to enjoy leading up to showtime.
This is cool. There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
You can have your seated experience. You can have a walk-around experience. This is awesome. Okay. Live music or spoken word?
Like what? Which one do I prefer?
Yeah.
Live music or spoken word? Music. I like to dance.
Yeah. This is more of a theater question. What is your favorite backstage snack? Not that anyone would ever eat in their clothes that they're about to walk in.
My favorite backstage snack? Just my favorite thing to eat in general, rasta pasta. I love me some rasta pasta. Caribbean, spicy. Love it with shrimp. I love it with chicken. I love the creaminess of it. It's not really a snack, but it's a snack to me. So rasta pasta.
My stomach heard you.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Yeah, shout out Chef Big Wayne, Jamaican Cuisine. Shout out Chef Darian from Brasil.
Yeah.
All make amazing Caribbean food. Yeah, because I didn't like Buffalo at all when I first was here because they didn't really have good Caribbean food. And I was like, yo, what's going on? So that's when I had to learn to cook for myself. And I started making different foods, and then I was good. But now Buffalo has some great options for Caribbean food.
Oh, my gosh.
And Buffalo is my second home, so we all good.
We all good.
Everything worked
Buffalo's
out.
Stepping up, and
everything
we appreciate
out,
that.
Yep.
Okay, what is a fashion no-no, in your opinion?
I don't think I have any no-nos myself, man. I feel like everybody could do and should do whatever they want to do. So, yeah, I personally don't have no no-nos.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. What is a runway moment or performance that still lives rent-free in your head?
Every Buffalo Fashion Runway show.
Yes.
every single one of them. They were all just amazing to me. I'll never forget them. They're all beautiful in their own way. I don't even have a favorite show. The first one holds a very special place in my heart, but
yes,
I don't even have a favorite one. But just being able to bring different folks from different walks of life together in an old room to celebrate the arts is just a beautiful thing. It's not a thing like it.
My heart's all warm. That's so nice. Okay, tears, chills, or both when you see your event in action?
In action? Probably some chills.
Yeah.
Yeah, tears come after.
I would
we got work to do.
Yeah. I would take goosebumps. I'd be like, oh my God, it's happening. How can folks get involved with Buffalo Fashion Runway?
Follow the page on Instagram. Come to the events. Meet new people. Talk to different people. Show your face. And then also, we got an interest forum. Hit us up for the link. But yeah, we're very accessible. We're open for everybody to come in and, yeah, just talk to us.
Chad, thank you so much.
Terrific. I'm very little, you know, about to fit all this, and I'm blown away.
Yeah.
Like, this sold me. I'm buying a ticket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was what you wanted to do.
Yeah, we got 3,000 seats to fill, so everybody get your tickets.
Yeah, folks, please get your tickets. This is a really unique experience. This is really cool, the work that Chad and his team are doing. Don't miss out on an opportunity to see all this, like, hard work coming to fruition. All right, I'm going to do some quick campus shout-outs. Black Carpet 3, presented by Buffalo Fashion Runway, is coming to the Shays Buffalo stage this Saturday, February 28th at 7 p.m., and there is programming starting at 5 p.m., so check out our website to find out more, including VIP early entry at shays.org/performances/black-carpet. A portion of the ticket sales will go to the 514 Memorial Foundation to support their work. Next, Second Generation's Got a Carnage opens at Chase Smith next week and will be playing from February 27th to March 15th. Riverdance is coming to Chase Buffalo from March 13th through the 15th. Kenny is playing the river and is part of the Gallagher Encore series. And finally, Kimberly Akimbo, winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, is the next show in our 5-Star Bank Broadway season with performances from March 17th through the 22nd. Stay tuned with Cast Party and you might learn a little more about this coming-of-age comedy. All right, folks, that's our show. We hope you enjoyed the vibes, got some tea. Until next time, we will see you on the runway. Kenny, why don't you walk us out?
I'm still thinking about the river joke.
Cast Party is presented by Chase Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Chase Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at chase.org.
Bye-bye.